Alan, your thoughts on the game?
I think that's the 70th National League North fixture I've had as manager of this football club, and that is the single worst performance we've produced in any of the 70. I thought it was the right result. Full credit to a side that I knew would improve from Boxing Day, a side that I think will make this a very difficult place to come, and I don't think Boxing Day was a fair reflection of what they're about. I thought they were better than us in every single department. Stuff that I associate with us being a given aspect of performances, stuff that I've referred to a couple of times of looking like a Chester team, we didn't do in any aspect of the game. I don't think we've had a shot on goal, certainly not a shot on target. We've not defended with any structure, any know-how, and to cap it off, we've got away with a couple of bits during the game, but if we're going to concede a goal, the error, the three errors, if we're honest, that build up to the first goal, after 3 minutes we're going to lose games. So I am beyond angry, disappointed and stunned with the lack of a performance in a game like this on New Year's Day after the run that we've been on.
It was chalk and cheese performance wise from Boxing Day to today, wasn't it?
Just talked about it in there. That's been us this season. With home and away, we've found momentum at home. We look like we're not going to concede a goal at home. We look like we can create and create and create. We're really, really pleased with that home form, and what was an away record, an away identity, and a run last season that we threw away at the first hurdle this time, and we've not been able to get going consistently, and that is ultimately what's let us down. I can deal with the result today. I think Warrington were always going to produce their best home performance of the season at home to New Year's Day. Never mind the fact we beat them on Boxing Day, never mind the fact they've been spoken about, there was going to be a massive reaction from them, and I thought they were better than us in every single department. What I've got to be concerned about is our players, our performance, and that rests with the manager. Whenever players make mistakes, that rests with the manager. Whenever a team don't perform, but I've never seen some of the things that I've seen today from our team, and I've never seen a lack of some things the way I've seen today.
It was a flat performance. I mean, that's an understatement, but it was a flat performance, wasn't it, compared to Boxing Day?
Yeah, you compare the game to Boxing Day, I don't think they're comparable, because, as you say, chalk and cheese, the homes and the aways are at this level, and what we've built at the Diva this time around is we're solid, we're difficult to beat, we're aggressive, we're on the front foot. Away from home, I look at some of the games where we've not scored today, haven't scored at Banbury, at Bishop Stortford, and I can talk about injuries all I like. No, put the team out there, and that is now what I was talking to the players of, a trend. I feel like when we have opportunities to build on what has been, look, the players have been brilliant in building the run up to Christmas, and then you win a home game on Boxing Day, something we've not had for so long, and you have the chance to back it up, and we've just not turned up. Now I can analyse the game and tell you we didn't do this, we were poor with the ball, defensively they caused us problems, we weren't able to get in and around them in midfield and dominate the central third of the pitch the way we normally do. But fundamentally, you've got to be good at something over the course of 90 minutes, and we contributed absolutely nothing to the game, and therefore, it's the right result. I think what is even more infuriating is, if we don't make the mistake we made after the third minute, we get away with a terrible performance and a 0-0 draw. But for us to have looked so far away from what I've become accustomed to us being, like I say, it's the first time in the 70 games where I've been as disappointed and seen a performance as far away from what's the standard and what is the expectation here.
What was it? Was it attitude? Can you put your finger on what it was?
I know how hungry our group is to deliver, and they've shown that consistently. It is tough. Playing for our football club's tough. There is expectation, there's pressure, and quite rightly, it's a football club that wants to get promoted. I just think in games, if you're going to be as poor as we were with the ball, and I can't believe unforced errors in possession from in the build-up, from throw-ins, the lot, moments of, like I say, possession under no pressure. When you're going to be as poor as that, well, you've got to be solid, and we weren't, and we were open, and that's something that we've never been. If anything, at times we can be a little bit too solid and not create enough. When you are going to contribute neither aspect of the game, and you're not going to win the game, are you?
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.